When I started, I just kept thinking, is it possible that all of these students have disabilities? I'm getting so many referrals, and it seems like there's just so many issues for these students. But, you know, a lot of them are getting involved in juvenile court because of behavior that's related to their disabilities. Like, they're getting into a fight, and they have bipolar disorder and in a manic phase or something along those lines. It's definitely a high number, and there's a high number who have learning disabilities that have gone undiagnosed for years. They might be 13, 14, 15, and their probation officer notices, hey, when they're trying to sign this consent form, they're having a really difficult time even writing their name, and I have a suspicion that they can't read very well, and that's leading to a lot of behavior problems in school. And it is. I think a lot of students, when you ask them why they're frustrated and acting out at school, it's because I'm in a ninth grade English class reading Shakespeare, but I can't read Cat in the Hat by myself. I need help with something that simple, and no one has really taught me how to read. Mm-hmm. And so it becomes difficult because they're so much older, and it's more difficult the older you get to learn those basic skills, but it's possible. There are definitely some scientifically proven methods to teach young adults and adults to read, and so it's on us to sort of push the school to give those students those methods. Mm-hmm. Instead of just addressing behavior, we want to increase their reading levels, because by doing that, you know, a lot more opportunities are going to open up to them, and there's a lot bigger chance of them becoming productive members of society when they're done with high school and done with the rest of their education. Mm-hmm.